Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, it's been reported today that there are concerns among some Green Party members that if the party leadership allows the construction of a liquefied natural gas terminal to go ahead, it will cause a rift in the party. The government is under increased pressure to sanction a commercial LNG import terminal, despite the junior coalition partner being opposed to it. For analysis of this, I'm joined now by Professor Paul Dean, Research Fellow at the Maurice Centre in University College Cork. Professor Dean, thanks for speaking to us on Drive Time. All of the party's public representatives, including party leader Eamon Ryan, vehemently opposed plans to build a commercial LNG facility on the Shannon Estuary and made the issue one of its red lines during the 2020 general election. So why is there reports of a mood change?
Yeah, good evening, Samantha. Look, this news comes off the back, I suppose, of an energy security review that the government commissioned about 3 years ago. And specifically what they were looking at, Samantha, was the role of natural gas in Ireland and specifically the security of that natural gas. Today in Ireland, natural gas is probably producing about half of our electricity, even though it's quite breezy today. But it's also heating about 700,000 homes, and it's an important energy source for a lot of energy and industry around Ireland. Now, what's important for Ireland is that most of our natural gas demand, about 70% or so, comes actually from two pipelines from the UK, and the rest actually comes in from the Corrib gas field off the west coast of Ireland. And what the security review looked at was, well, I suppose they asked the question, what would happen to Ireland if there was an interruption, a physical interruption to that gas supply onto the island? And what can we do to mitigate against that? And this is where the idea of LNG comes up. Now, they looked at a number of different options. They looked at on-site storage of natural gas. They looked at maybe reopening different gas storage facilities. But the one that kind of kept them coming around again, and the one that's kind of mitigates most importantly against any security risk, would be LNG. Now, LNG is something, it's liquefied natural gas. Now, we're actually seeing a big surge in liquefied natural gas infrastructure around Europe. Germany, for example, are building a number of liquefied natural gas facilities in their country at the moment. And while the technology is there, it's readily available. And from a pragmatic perspective, it makes a lot of sense, really, in Ireland. But from a political perspective, it's quite tricky. It is a fundamental red line issue for a lot of environmentalists. And really, Samantha, what that comes down to is not just the infrastructure itself, but actually where that natural gas actually comes from.
And talk to me a bit about that. What are the concerns the Green Party members would have about this?
Yeah, and it primarily, Samantha, comes down to, I suppose, the idea of bringing fracked gas into Ireland. Now, fracked gas, or as it's called in the industry, hydraulically fractured gas, is a type of way of extracting gas from under the ground that's much more environmentally impactful than regular natural gas extraction. It has a much more significant environmental footprint than typical gas extraction. It tends to be a lot more environmentally damaging. There's water issues and some social issues as well associated. Now, primarily, fracked natural gas comes from the US. So many people would position this as maybe an ideology that the Green Party would have against bringing in fracked natural gas into Ireland. But it's actually really strong evidence to show that if you're bringing in fracked natural gas into the country, particularly from the US, that's going to have a pretty high environmental impact. And that's where, I suppose, the red line is drawn for a lot of Green Party members. It's the infrastructure itself, but also where that gas comes from and how much of it we will need.
And so is there an option that it could be sourced from elsewhere?
Yeah, and there is. Look, and this is what Germany and other countries are looking at as well. Look, the cheapest gas often comes with the lowest environmental standards, unfortunately, and that means the US. But if you're willing to pay a higher premium on natural gas, you can get it from countries that don't supply fracked natural gas. So you'd be looking at countries like Qatar in the Middle East. You'd be looking at Norway. So you could get around the issue there. And the challenge there, I suppose, the trade-off there, Samantha, is that with that higher environmental standard, and look, it's still a fossil fuel, and we do need to move away from fossil fuels, but it will be of a lower climate impact than say, specifically fracked natural gas coming in from the USA.
Now, part of the debate here is also about the viability of a state-owned LNG facility versus a commercial one. What's likely to happen in that regard?
I suppose, yeah, and this was one of the things that came out in the consultation as well, and there was a view taken, I suppose, really by the industry at the time, that the idea of a state-owned or a state-run facility, in principle, it sounds like a nice idea, but in practice, it's really difficult to do. The idea there, Samantha, was to build a floating offshore LNG facility in Ireland and only use it when we need it. But the challenge is there, if we're storing large amounts of gas on a ship off the coast of Ireland, physics takes over, in fact, and actually that the natural gas will just start to boil off or evaporate it. So there are some really tricky technical challenges with a state-run LNG facility in the way that they wanted to operate it. And look, as well, we have to be honest, we don't really have a tradition of large infrastructure, particularly state-run infrastructure for natural gas here in Ireland. So it would be quite a leap of faith, really, to go down the state-owned route. And I think what we'd expect to see in the the responses to the consultation coming out in the next week or so is more pivoting towards a commercial-run operation where it would be a non-state actor, would run the facility, control the facility, and really manage it.
And what exactly would an offshore LNG terminal look like?
Yeah, in many ways, it's like a large oil refinery, but it's floating. So it will be offshore, maybe a number of metres offshore. These facilities are built in large shipyards around the world. Typically, we'll be maybe taking an existing facility and towing it up to near the coast of Ireland. And that would act as a storage unit and also as what we call a regasification unit. And that means that a feeder ship would come to the facility maybe once a week during a crisis event, or maybe a little less frequent if it wasn't a crisis event, fill up the storage unit with natural gas. And there it's converted from a liquid back into gas and pumped offshore. So pumped onshore, sorry, Samantha. So most of the infrastructure is actually offshore. It can be towed away. From a political perspective, that's quite, I suppose, attractive because it avoids the risk of fossil fuel lock-in, because you can tie away the facility in 10 or 12 years' time, for example, when Ireland is using a lot less gas than today. Now, there is a significant amount of onshore infrastructure that would also be needed in terms of pipelines, in terms of jetties, and in terms of access to the plant. But most of the actual large infrastructure would be offshore and would be floating off the coast of Ireland.
And you mentioned time there, but how long would it likely take if there were agreement on building this for it to actually be delivered and operational?
So in Germany, for example, you know, who set a kind of a precedent in modern build times, Germany turned around their floating unit in about 18 months. So they went from a discussion to actually operation of the unit. And the unit is actually in operation today as we speak in about an 18-month period. So it shows, I suppose, in many regards, what can be done when a country is going through a crisis period. I suppose the challenges in Ireland is not only is there, you know, strong political opposition, I suppose, to this type of infrastructure, they also would be expected to encounter maybe some local opposition as well. So it will likely take longer if such a facility is given to go ahead in Ireland.
Okay, Professor Paul Dean from the Maori Centre in University College Cork, thank you for speaking to us on Drive Time. And after the break, President Joe Biden has appeared to confirm that he will run for re-election in 2024.